Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I said I just got back, baby.
The big white house on the hill. It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. A little ZZ Top, a little Texas blues. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, soon to be not a new friend. We're going to get Adam Stettner back on the show in the future. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's the CEO of ReliantFunding.com is the website for them, and they've devoted their lives to helping small business owners get the capital they need. And Adam, I assume you're agnostic as to where the money comes from.
Yes. I mean, listen, in terms of making sure that clients, small businesses, have access to capital, I think you've said it very well, Jim, and I actually agree with you. I think that if a small business is bankable, community banks are an amazing source of capital. Unfortunately, the majority of businesses aren't bankable. It's important that they realize that even when the banks say no, there still are many resources to find capital. It's just important that you find the right partner that's advocating on your behalf.
And that's where you fill in that gap. And that's the reason why that's the reason you're on the show today, because I like the work that you're doing, and I'm proud of the resource that you've become. Talk to us about some of the different flavors of funding that small business owners can get out there. And about the differences and you know, which ones are the most expensive, which ones are the easiest to get, that sort of thing.
Sure. Well, I think we touched on bank financing, which when available is the least expensive. It provides the longest term. The issue with bank financing typically is it's not a renewable source of capital. So you borrow once, and until that's fully repaid, that's all you can get. The other issue with it is timing. Borrowing from a bank takes a long time and requires a ton of paperwork. So you have the cost.
In the beginning, though, and let me throw a couple of things in here, Adam. In the beginning, you're right. But if you're willing to crawl, walk, run, I did that with my bank 25, 30, 30, almost 30 years ago. I crawled, I walked, I run. Now I run. Now I just email my banker, tell him what I want, and he says, "Okay, come over and sign the papers." But I paid some dues to be able to do that, and it's you know, and I guard that relationship like I guard my family almost, and I take care of it very, very well. But now as far as the loans, you know, I mean, I've got real estate loans with them. If I need a working capital loan, I can get that. I can borrow money on a car from them. So, in terms of working capital, I don't disagree with you as far as what you can have. But working capital could be applied to if you put it on a term loan, that frees up your ability to get a short term working capital loan.
Well, right, and I think that's. The what I would consider in the last 10 years or so, there's been an evolution of product and really since the financial crisis. And that product is a shorter term access to capital. And for the majority of small business owners, and certainly not all, but for the majority of small business owners, they've either leveraged a lot of their assets already. In other words, they've used these bank relationships and they've borrowed. But when you're a small business owner, as you know, as I know, and as so many of Reliant's clients know, everything relies on you. And everything you do goes against your credit. And
that's right.
And so it's oftentimes that you find you have a need. And that need can be anything from you have an opportunity to buy inventory at a discount by buying in bulk. You may have a tax bill that shows up unexpectedly. You may have an opportunity to expand. The tenant next to you may move out and you want to move the business over, but you need to move quickly. And so there's a whole crop of product that is, whether you're bankable or what we would consider unbankable, which is still somebody that has access to capital.
Right.
There's a crop of products that allow you to move a little bit faster at a higher cost.
Tell us about some of those, Adam, but let me make sure I understand something. When you do business, do you help them find those loans, or do you get the loans? Do you get the loans and then pass it through through your company to your customers?
So, well, they're both is the answer. What we do is we provide Reliant Funding provides short term funding anywhere in the order from 3 months to about 15 months. In the form of factoring. The difference between that's what we do on our balance sheet.
So your business model is a factor.
In essence, but most small business doesn't have a true receivable that they can sell
as a traditional factor.
So what we do is we look at a business's historical sales and we determine. Basically, we're factoring or buying future receivables because small business, whether it's a restaurant or a dry cleaner, they don't really have an invoice they can sell at a business like a traditional
factor.
So we'll look at their cash flow historically, and we'll say based on historical cash flow, we assume sales will look something like this in the future. Mm-hmm. And we'll provide you an advance of X against those. And we're factoring those.
And they can find out more about that at your website, right?
That's right, ReliantFunding.com.
ReliantFunding.com. Check it out, folks. Hey, Adam, good job today. You got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
Well, of course, it'd be my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Good job today. Adam Stettner, ladies and gentlemen, with the founder and CEO of Reliant Funding. Put a .com on the end of that and find him online. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.